And the Old Testament had an expiration date. And Jesus came to be the finale of the Old Covenant, to see that it was fulfilled, and to make room for a new and better, something better, something better. You know, if you have a home that's not the right size, or maybe it's too big, it's really too small, and you want a better home, or you want a different home, or you want a different location, you want something better. I talk to a lady, she talks to me all the time. She has real visions and dreams, and Lord, just make that come to pass, please, in Jesus' name. And I just go, you know. She has a different vision of a house than the one she lives in. Well, God had more for you. He had a different vision. He started with the Old Covenant. Now, in the Old Covenant, God dealt with people after the flesh. In the New Covenant, He's going to deal with them in the Spirit. He can't deal with these in the Spirit because they're not born again. These people are not born again. And anytime they need anything, they have to go to the high priest because they do not have access to God personally. Their access to God comes through one of these high priests. And it may not be the same high priest that was there last time you went. So you can see we're lining up here. There has to be something better than that. Has to be something better than that. Well, look at Romans 3 and let me show you. The New Testament is very, very clear about the purpose of the old. And you can see, if you know the purpose of the old, why it passed away and why the new covenant came. Romans 3:20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. One translation said the law was a yardstick to show you how short you were. I love that. If you don't get that, your wood's wet. I mean, I love that. The law was a yardstick to show you how short you were. And it was to give the knowledge of sin. It was to let them know that they were sinners, that they had a need of a Savior. Now look at Galatians, and here it's stated a little differently. We're talking about the Old Covenant that had a purpose and fulfilled its purpose. It was fine in its day. It was fine in its purpose. But God wanted a people that He could communicate with in spirit. He wanted a people with which He could interact personally, one person at a time, and not just have to go through the high priest. When Zechariah's father was in the temple burning incense and the angel came and announced that his wife Elizabeth would bear a child, the people were standing outside. They were not allowed in certain places in the temple, or they were not allowed in the Holy of Holies. Now, God wanted people He could bring into His presence that didn't have to go through a manly, earthly high priest. So He's going to make a change and change the spirit of man. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. New. He's going to make some things new. We will have a new law, a new kingdom, a new high priest, a new spirit. Galatians chapter 3. Verse 24, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. The schoolmaster in those days was the servant that saw to it that the children got to school. Wasn't really the teacher of the class. It was the person that saw to it that you got to school. And it says it was a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. It was to hold people steady until Christ could come, the sacrifice could be made, and people could come into the kingdom and become new creatures until God could make this change. He had the law to show them their need and to keep bringing them to the Messiah, to the one who was coming. You see that. Now look at, I believe it's 1 Corinthians 10. These are the three dominant reasons for the law. You can see as a new creature, as a child of God, that these have been fulfilled. Verse 11, now all these things happen unto them for examples or examples that are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world come. I think it's very interesting when it ever more than once it says the ends of the world have come. And the only way you can believe that is it says a day is a thousand years is a day. So in God's eyes, it's only been a couple of days. It looks like a long time to us, but it doesn't look like a long time to God. He is coming. Now it said the law was an example to us. Now, if you read the book of Jonah, that's an example of what not to do. God said, go to Nineveh, and he says, I'm not going. Now, I can tell you why he didn't want to go. The method of execution in that day was they laid you out and flayed your skin off like a fish. Very, very cruel. He didn't think that was a good idea. But in the end, disobedience had a high price. He ended up in the belly of a great fish. And obedience brought a city onto its knees. See, what an example that is, that when God speaks, it's going to work out all right. You just follow, just hear and obey. Well, look at Daniel. See, the old covenant brings us to Christ. It's an example of what to do and what not to do. That's basically because people are people. No matter what decade they lived in, what year they lived in, what millennium they lived in. You go to Daniel, and they declared nobody prayed to anybody but to the king. And Daniel kept right on praying to the Lord. And he didn't even hide and pray, prayed in his window like he always did. You know, at least you'd think he could pray in the closet. But see, he was bold. He wouldn't compromise. What an example to us to be uncompromising, to be bold. Now here's Abraham. You see, the Old Testament gives us so many lessons that we can learn. Abraham found out Sodom and Gomorrah were going to be destroyed, and so he became their intercessor. Intercessor is one stands on behalf of another. So he stood in God's place in front of God and said, you know, if you have 50 righteous, you don't want to do that, do you? If you have 45, you don't want to destroy them. If you have 40, see, he was an intercessor. It's a great, great example of prayer and being persistent in prayer and sticking with something until you get your answer. See, in the Old Covenant, there's so many. There's examples. Examples and more examples.